As we are approaching the end of the weekend, a weekend of awakening, I wonder how many questions have managed to survive in your mind. You may feel a pressure, almost a kind of pressure inside your mind, of a question or questions wanting to be asked, needing to be answered. And when those questions are answered, there'll be more. Because every answer will generate further questions. And so, there's no need, there's no end to the number of questions you could ask about awakening. It is true that certain answers can be helpful. They can take you up to a certain point of understanding. Up to a certain point, understanding can be helpful. One could say it's like understanding, how do I get from here to the edge of the cliff? And to know how you get from here to the edge of the cliff, to know that, certain signposts may be required to point you in the direction of understanding. Up to a certain point, understanding can be helpful. One could say it's like understanding, how do I get from here to the edge of the cliff? And to know how you get from here to the edge of the cliff, to know that, certain signposts may be required to point you in the direction of the edge. That way. Or that way. And when you have reached the edge, signposts are not necessary anymore. In fact, they become a hindrance. An essential part of the process of awakening, and that is something that the human mind and the human ego look upon as almost an insult. An essential part of the awakening is letting go of the need to understand more and to realize that ultimately awakening is not to do with understanding more. And finally, when you have reached complete understanding, you're awake. And the great surprise, or even shock, that has come to those who have awakened, they didn't know more when they awakened. If anything, they knew less. So if we can participate here this afternoon as you sit here, participate in what we could call renunciation, not renunciation of sugar or sex or material possessions or whatever it is that people try to use to become free, a deeper renunciation. Because all those that I mentioned and many others are surface renunciations that could actually and very often do strengthen your conceptual identity as the one who has renounced, the one who is superior because he or she has renounced sugar, money, sex, whatever.